A state agency says a private hydropower company has circumvented the public process in its pursuit of a new development at a remote lake near Petersburg. Cascade Creek LLC says it's moving forward with its federal license application, but the company's recently revised plans have prompted additional concerns from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, which says there should be more review. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
Alaska's Department of Fish and Game raised a series of environmental and procedural questions in two December filings with FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Fish and Game is among several public agencies and area residents who commented on Cascade Creek's first scoping document released in May 2009. The company put out the second scoping document this October and is now preparing to move forward with federal licensing. But Fish and Game's statewide hydropower coordinator, Monty Miller, calls the second scoping document a nearly complete revision of the first one. As such, he doesn't think FERC should accept it without a new round of scoping for public comment.
It's just that I want to see the process followed as appropriate, and that includes the public participation.
Cascade Creek holds a preliminary permit to study the feasibility of building a 70-megawatt power plant at Swan Lake, which is in the mountains overlooking Thomas Bay, about 15 miles northeast of Petersburg. The whole area is popular for local recreation and subsistence. The lake supports a rainbow trout population, and there are popular Forest Service cabins at the lake and at saltwater by the lake's outlet stream called Cascade Creek. Thomas Bay is also important for commercial fishermen. In nearby Petersburg, the potential environmental impacts of the project have prompted many questions, concerns, and opposition. Miller questions the adequacy of the company's environmental research and says Fish and Game has yet to see the results.
I believe 11 or more studies were proposed. Many of those have not been done. Many of them were not started. They did not hire an aquatic representative until they were negotiating in July, and they did not get out into the field until August of this year, operating without study plans, doing studies, and then writing study plans around what they did. It is not the proper way to pursue that.
Miller also points out that Cascade Creek decided that some of the proposed studies were not relevant to the project. The company says that's because its operations plans changed. Cascade Creek had originally proposed substantially drawing down water levels in the lake. However, in its latest scoping document, the company says it intends to operate the project so that it maintains natural pre-development lake levels. According to Cascade Creek licensing manager Chris Spenz, those levels would be based on historic stream gauge data from the U.S. Geological Survey. Overall, Spenz says Cascade Creek has modified its proposal in response to public concerns, and he defends the company's adherence to the FERC process.
You know, we're ready to follow any FERC directive or request as may need be. We feel comfortable that we've carried out the process in good faith, that we have the documentation to support that, and there may be minor imperfections, but there's certainly never been a violation of the spirit or intent.
According to Spenz, the company is working to complete its draft license application and what FERC calls a preliminary draft environmental assessment before the company's current permit expires at the end of the month. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.